beautiful Blackwood, New Jersey. It's your boy's boy.
And welcome to Show 30. The love show. Show 30. Your boy's boy's on the air. We have me and Tim here. Tim, say hello with your mouth full.
Hello with my mouth full.
Well, yeah, that's clever. And we have... We have some long-standing friends of the show that haven't been on in a while.
Who's that?
Brown.
Statboy Lights.
Who's
on the
that?
Show.
Brown. Who's that?
Brown.
And more importantly tonight...
I'm glad we got that. Can I just...
Returning.
Thank you for that.
After months of absence in hiatus in Angola, helping the kids, coming to the microphone, a fan favorite... But certainly not a favorite of ours.
No.
We'll let the music bring him in.
Did you edit this up?
Very
come on, it's obvious.
Show here.
Bronstein. Bronstein.
The doctor is in the house.
The doctor is back with us, everybody. Big hand.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, you've been in Moldova for the...
I want to go to Moldova.
For the last 2 months, you've been in Moldova. helping the... how did you phrase it? The young people of Moldova?
Right.
I think that's fantastic that you would find a cause like that and really stick to it. I know last year you had the foundation that you started.
Right. Right.
And...
Well, this is sort of bringing it more worldwide to places, unknown places.
Yeah, Moldova. Who's in here?
Can anybody point to Moldova on the map?
I can.
Yeah.
Just because I know to point to Russia exactly, and then
like,
sort of go like this.
Go and circle around like really.
I do the G-spot block. Move with my finger, and then I'm pointing to Moldova from Russia.
With your right hand or your left hand?
Either. Depending on which way the map is facing.
Okay.
He's right-handed.
So it's good to have everybody here. We have a couple things we're going to be going over today. One is, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Dr. Bronstein, while you were there helping the young people, you stumbled onto a burgeoning music scene out in Moldova.
Right, right.
So you brought us back what is currently their number one hit. Right. We'll be going over that. And I think it's interesting to hear music around the world. And more importantly, what we've managed to do, your boys have used all the clout that they have, little to none. And we've gotten some previews for some of the lesser-known summer movies that are coming out. Some of the, you know, everybody knows the blockbusters. Everybody knows the Iron Man, the Speed Racer, the Sex and the City. But what we've managed to get our hands on is the stuff that maybe everybody doesn't really know about. And we're going to listen to it and maybe, you know, get some more people interested. Because a lot of it, from what I heard in the preview...
Are you getting paid off? Is that why you...
No. Yes. The preview I listened to of them, I noticed what it has in common is a lot of people that have been guests on the show. So I think that
it
that's...
It does what now?
There, a lot of the people in these movies
right.
were previously guests on our show.
Oh, okay.
See what I mean? I'm bringing it all together like that.
I understand.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go to break, and we'll come back with the big summer movie special. Show 30. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to Your Boys Boys. Drop us a line at the show at paydayjones.com.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Sleaziness.
Real Men of Sleaziness.
Today we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Yells Get in the Hole at Golf Games.
Mr. Guy Who Yells Get in the Hole at Golf Games.
Augusta, Pebble Beach, St. Andrews. Wherever they play, there you are, yelling that worn out tired phrase like a complete asshole.
At home I am a
it was barely funny when Adam Sandler first yelled it. You saying it for the 7 millionth time on every golf telecast makes people want to strangle small children.
Tiger Woods wants to kill me.
Yet it remains a mystery as to why no one hasn't clobbered you. Or at least told you to shut the heck up already.
Damn it, I'm so funny.
Here's to you, old shit-brained spectator. Maybe you can yell your catchphrase when you come home and catch me fucking your wife in the ass, you annoying prick. Fuck like that is New Jersey.
I love the girls.
And we're back!
Oh. Why didn't you tell me that?
Alright, we're gonna jump right into the movie previews. If anybody hears anything, let's stop. You know, hey, hold on a second. What did they just say? You know what I mean? Hmm. We're going to go over this bit by bit and really break these down. We only have a couple, so then we have to make it last.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We stretch it out.
We don't have material for the show.
No, not really.
That's about right.
Which is really par for the course for your boys' boys. It's your boys' boys, not your boys' boys' show prep.
Or your boys' prep.
Right, no. Your prep. Not your prep boys' boys. No. It's just your ready-to-gab boys' boys.
Okay.
I apologize.
Well, we got to stretch it out. Let him talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk slowly, please.
I had another movie.
Slower.
I had...
a little music for you to talk over.
Oh, thanks. This is pretty interesting. Is this one of your beats? Did you guys make
it? Yeah, no.
No.
Oh.
No.
I lost a movie preview.
You lost a movie preview?
I lost a movie preview. We would have had more, but I lost it. I was sent to my house, and I kind of don't know what happened to it. I might have thrown it out.
Thrown it out?
I did a lot of cleaning. I have a lot of junk mail I save, I apologize. We would have had more movies tonight, okay. But...
All right. Well, you know, that's what happens when you suddenly have a job.
That's true.
Yeah, how's that going for you?
Oh, I hate it. I don't even want to talk about it.
Awesome.
It's horrible.
So...
Okay.
So that's it then?
Yeah.
So the first trailer we got our hands on, every summer there's got to be one black movie, I guess.
Make It Shine too.
Well, we've been on the edge before with the black movies where we did come with the Make It Shine.
If they made Make It Shine again already, that would be pretty quick, wouldn't it?
Make it even shinier?
Make it even shinier.
Make It Shine 2, Electric Boogaloo is... is?
That's where Turbo and Ozone really get down to business and help the kids out. That's them helping the kids out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Huh. That could really work for anything in the background.
This is a good beat.
I'm thinking like a teen movie, right?
That would be great.
And listen,
young teen coming of age movie?
High school musical?
No. Like a high school movie.
Okay. Middle school musical.
Well, that would be funny. Middle
school movie. I see a teen makeover movie like the
no,
like the
dork
like
yes.
the
dork
becomes no, like the prom queen something here, like that.
Loop it up again.
Yeah, Hold on.
Okay. So now like it's confused kids in middle school, right? And this is coming walking into the cotillion together.
Slowly.
And the reservoir dog sort of
right.
And the gowns are blowing up in the wind.
Smoke coming up.
And like
light.
it's that slow like of wait like, one more time I lost it.
Oh yeah, no. I'll come back around that.
And then it's like that, like the light. What's that light called?
Strobe
light.
Strobe light.
The flashing slow and strobe light.
And every time it flashes, they're just a little closer to the front of the screen. I could dig that.
Wait a minute. I have something to say.
Oh yeah.
Oh, wow, ciabatta.
Hey, wait a minute. Go ahead.
Wait. Go ahead.
Amoroso rolls. Cold cuts. Hot peppers. Like your choice of many toppings. The new Wawa Hoagie in junior, shorty, and classic sizes. When I gotta have a hoagie, and when I gotta have something big and meaty in my mouth, I gotta have a Wawa Hoagie.
I'm starving now.
Like,
you got any hoagies back there, Earl?
I have something to say. Get that ready.
I guess, see, I haven't missed much.
Darth Albert here. No, you haven't. Eli Manning drops back. Under pressure, escapes the Patriot defenders, throws down the middle of the field, caught by David Tyree. That was damn good.
That was good. It's like if I was watching TV late night, that's all I'd want to hear in the background of everything I was watching.
Wait, speaking of watching TV late night, my song. Oh, definitely Skinamax.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Skinamax?
Yeah. Definitely.
Wait.
The guy.
I can't believe you brought me to this secluded mountain. Where are the other people who are supposed to be here? And then the girl would, you know, let's just try to get comfortable on our own. And then there it is.
Like Busty Cops 2 or something.
3.
No. Well, guys are behind.
What about
5?
What about in this movie again, right?
Yeah.
Somebody dies like tragically.
Oh, like a
on the beach, like on the beach, or like hanging over like a cliff.
And like everybody's just like sort of remorseful. Like,
yeah, they're like looking at each other. Like that stupid movie where they decided to kill that one chick. Remember all those kids decided to kill the one chick in that movie?
But then I could see them starting to clap.
Yeah, remember they were gonna No, I'm sorry, not to kill the chick. Kill the dude. The chick had them all
the curve.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the chick, it was the one dude who wound up having them all convinced. The one that they thought was the broke dude that wound up making out with Drew Barrymore in a different movie that I swear I never saw because it's a chick flick.
Sure.
Poison.
Ivy?
No.
No, no, no. No, that's not a chick flick.
The one that's actually never been, I think it was called Never Been Kissed.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, when she went back to high school? That's
straight. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's straight.
We'll see. I never
saw it. Wow.
Yeah, anyway, first trailer comes to us.
Speaking of going back to high school.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's it. I just wanted to hear it again.
We should just keep that in the background as we talk about everything.
If I could find a way to just seg that out, I would do
it. Just keep clicking the mouse.
Well, no, because I got to play the other trailer.
Just keep clicking the mouse. You need another computer.
I've been saying that.
We need a network. Power's up.
Actually, I think I can just drop your laptop into the mix board, and then we can do that.
Do it.
All right. Well, let's get on.
Anyway, the first trailer comes to us straight from the ghetto.
From the ghetto? How did they make it from the ghetto?
People come up from the ghetto. Come on, son.
You think they have cameras in the ghetto?
Of course they got cameras. The cameras they stole from us.
Oh, that's true. Fucking assholes.
Well, this is a Hollywood production.
Yeah, this is a big deal. This is Paramount Picture or something like that.
Oh, there you go.
Yo, remember when we was young and shit? We didn't have all these problems that we got now. Yeah, really dope. Now we rich as shit. We be rolling in it, know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't going out like that, like some punk ass bitch. Now fuck these pigs, man. We gonna show 'em how we do it. Hell yeah. What's happening, nigga?
Director John Singleton brings you the blockbuster movie event of the summer. What's happening? The movie. Dr. Dre is Roger Thomas.
What's happening, nigga?
Snoop Dogg is Dwayne Nelson.
Hey, hey, hey. Biatch.
Ice Cube is Freddy Rerun Stubbs.
Today's not a good motherfucking day for your ass.
Monique as Shirley. Method Man as Rob. Missy Elliott as Dee. Mos Def as Willie.
What's happening?
And Tyler Perry is Mike.
Oh, Lord, help these children.
Special appearance by James Earl Jones.
Repent, sinners. Change your wicked ways and leave the dark side.
Shut up, fool. What's happening? What's happening?
The boys have all grown up. And they've all gone gangster.
What's happening? Yeah.
So that's the first movie coming out this summer that they're looking for big things from.
Wait a minute.
I think it's just James Earl Jones.
Yeah, why is he
dressed
like
a robot? It is I.
Of course it is. We heard your theme music.
What is this?
It's your theme music. Talk about how you love Luke.
No, sorry, it's not John Williams.
Make it shine. Comes out on DVD. I think it's wise if you listen to me and buy it. My paws!
So Make It Shine is coming out on DVD this summer.
We were talking about what's happening. The movie. And I was not in that commercial.
No, I noticed that. I thought you were going to play the diner owner. Rob, I guess it was?
Politics. They wanted younger.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense because you have to throw all the witty lines out there, and you're a little.
I was going to say racism, but
can't really say that in that movie. It's a mooly heavy cast.
Wow.
Correct.
Well, am I wrong?
No, I didn't say you were wrong.
Okay.
I said wow.
Thank you. Where was I?
I'm not sure. Oh. You're Make It Shine coming out on DVD?
No, What's Happening
What's
the
Happening
movie?
The movie.
What's Happening? Let's focus.
So
here.
I played the community activist, Leon Stubbs.
Okay.
Who is the foil, the enemy, or one of the antagonists of the young crew.
All right.
Then I got shot at the end.
Well, that sounds interesting. Well,
that's awesome. Now we don't have to watch the movie.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah. Well, moving right along. Next movie coming out this summer is, I guess, the horror genre.
Well, I'm not finished yet.
I thought you got shot.
I want to know what's the plot of that movie.
It sounds like it's just what's happened in the movie. And really, if you think about what's happening in the show, there was never really a plot.
But in the movie, it's got to have a point.
Yeah, otherwise, who the hell's
going
to watch
it? The point is...
The point is moot.
The years have passed. Okay. The boys have gone gangster. Forced by the lack of economic opportunities in the community. Racism. Institutionalized racism.
They went insane?
In the mental hospital.
The racist everybody mental gotta hospital. Wear white coats, man!
Fucking Willie.
And
he plays a mean Willie, though, you have to admit.
I didn't say he didn't.
Nobody plays it better.
Well, you can't... How can anybody play
it better? I can't imagine. I don't know any other deafs who could do it better.
That's a good point.
That is correct. Most deaf is the most of the deafs. Half deaf is not very good.
Who's not very good?
Half deaf.
Sort of deaf is a pair limitation.
I guess the reality of it is when you carry a name such as Most Deaf, you really have set a bar for yourself.
Right.
When I first heard of his name, I thought I would have to speak up when I talked to him. That he couldn't hear me. But apparently that word means something else to the youngster.
Well, it's spelled differently. It's just D-E-F, not D-E-A-F.
What?
It's spelled, it's a different word. It's just a homonym or homophone, depending on where you came from.
A homophone?
Yeah.
Homophone sounds the same. Just like homonym spelled the same.
No.
Tim's a homo. No.
I am a homonym.
Nothing's spelled the same except the same word. Why am I even playing into this, you asshole?
No, that's the... Wait a minute.
Well, two words that are spelled exactly the same are called the same fucking word. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we abbreviate saying the same fucking word with homonym. No?
Are you done your verbalization? Debate. I am not finished.
You're never finished.
It feels like that.
I am done.
Okay. So moving on to the next movie.
I will be back.
I can't wait. We'll talk about when we talk about the DVD.
What DVD is that?
Make It Shine.
That is correct. You are worth something.
Not much.
Where can we get the DVD at?
This seat is wet. What is wrong with this seat?
You're sitting in Tim's seat. That's pretty much what's going to happen there.
And Tim's in the seat still.
No, are you kidding me?
I'm getting up. This seat is wet. You have given me a wet seat. I'm out of here.
All right, goodbye. You want some playing out music?
Why?
Now he's gonna walk away. All slow. with the arms flailing like he's running.
This is good walking away music, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I feel I'm watching Bill Bixby with his backpack down a fucking mountain road.
No, it's not like that.
Can I get a new seat?
Yeah, you might want to at least wipe the old seat down, because I don't think that's your urine. Yours isn't that yellow, and it doesn't taste like that anyway. So anyway, the horror genre for the last couple years has been back in a big, big way. So Paramax Pictures decided to jump in on it, and I think...
Paramax. Who's Paramax?
Remember when Paramount bought out Miramax, and they made Paramax?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was in the news. It was big news. Really? Yeah. You don't read Variety?
No, I don't remember that either.
Anyway.
Sorry.
So I believe M. Night Shyamalan has a movie coming out this summer called The Happening. And I guess what Paramax's intention is to do that sort of duplicitous riding it out with the similar name.
Did we just talk about what's happening?
Yeah, we did.
All right, Matt, look.
I wasn't paying attention.
All right. They've got one called The Obvious is what they've done. Yeah. So maybe they'll think that people, you know, you'll get in line thinking you want to see The Happening, but two for The Obvious. So I don't even know what this one's about, but it's scary. So for our younger viewers, I don't know, maybe you want to stop viewing since it's a radio show and lower the radio as well.
Listeners.
This summer, Paramax Pictures plans to change the way you view horror forever.
Sounds just like every other horror movie to me.
The most realistic film in decades. Right. Send shivers up your spine.
Decades? What was the previous?
And leave you breathless.
What's going on up there with all that noise?
Someone came in the room and killed Jessica. Killed Jessica.
It always has to be a dead girl in this stupid movie.
He took her eyes out.
Let's go after her and kill her now, right?
What?
He slit her throat.
What, do you want to go up there and kick the shit out of this guy?
Of course.
Are you out of your fucking familiar. Mind?
No, he doesn't.
Did you hear what I said? Fucking slit her throat and took her eyes out. I'm gonna fucking get in the car. I'm gonna fucking leave. Fucking killing people up there. Fucking what? Blood and eyeballs. Fucking going up there. Fucking going home. Huh. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Well,
let's get the hell out.
They're just gonna leave her dead body there?
Never before has horror been so real.
Of course they don't.
The obvious coming this summer.
That's what I would obviously do.
Well, yeah, I guess just from that little 30-second clip, at least the title of the movie makes sense. It sounds like they're gonna do the obvious thing, which is if someone's trying to kill you, fucking leave.
Yeah. I don't know that I'd pay for
it
that.
It sounds like
though.
They're sticking together, too.
Yeah, they did. Teamwork. Yeah, there was some teamwork. This might be revolutionary.
Isn't it just a documentary at that point?
I don't know if it's documentary.
It's a fake movie. Yeah, it's got to be, right?
It's a fake movie? It's not actually happening?
No, the movie itself is not happening.
No, it's like a fiction
mockumentary.
But the thing to me, here's my thing, is
a rockumentary.
It's gonna be short.
It's rockumentary.
It's a rockumentary.
Maybe well, it's a shockumentary.
I'd watch it if it was a rockumentary. Or potentially, if they really brought it all together, maybe had like a LeBron James in there or something, and give you a rock and jockumentary. That would be something I'd be interested.
We could bring Socko.
We could bring a rock and jock and sockumentary.
I could whip out my pants, and you could study it as a cockumentary in 3D. What do you think?
Looks like it's poking.
You guys want us?
Okay. I'm going to pass on that one.
I hope it doesn't spit again.
You know,
at least he got in the popcorn this time.
I don't like watching movies with Mike Fratello. Because he's always in the, you know, he always says, don't go in there, don't go in there. No, you didn't.
Mike Fratello's black.
Oh, he's got that kind of hair.
Wow.
A kind of
Sicilian?
Yeah.
Sicilian.
Yeah, whatever you call him.
He's basically black.
More or less.
Black enough for me.
What do you mean by that?
Well.
Go on.
I'm going.
What? Is he black enough for you, Marv?
Yeah. I like the black women, you know.
I know, I heard that story one time.
Yeah.
I bite the girl on their back.
Take us to commercial.
Then I take a chunk of their neck.
You boys, boys.
You are listening to Boys.
Everybody here?
Yeah, T. Everybody's here.
All right. Sit down. Seems to people like us, in the line of work, we don't get the best public image. The feds are after us, trying to make us change our ways. In fact, we're losing business because some of the things we've done in the past.
Like dumping all that asbestos in that wetland? That was precious.
And that time we put those strippers in the woods by the nursery school? My own. When those kids follow the smell and find them tied up, forget about it.
You see? That's what I'm fucking talking about. We gotta step through that shit. Start paying attention to, the surrounding environment or whatever the fuck it is.
I get it. So what you're saying is, we gotta clean up our act.
That's right, Christopher. The more we clean up our act, the more we pay attention to respect the world around us, the less everybody gets off our ass, the more collections we make, the more money we make. Capiche?
Yeah,
we can be.
All right. Well, let's go out there and
agree.
All right, good.
From everyday collection to environmental protection, think green, think waste management.
You're thinking the same thing, and you don't want to be thinking what Tim's thinking.
Right, yeah, that's true.
That's right.
So anyway, we're back. We're going to run that into the ground. Next up is, you know, every summer they have your Lethal Weapon, your Tango and Cash, your action buddy cop flick. You know what I mean?
This is where I come in. Where's my theme music? Where's my theme music?
Come on. Yep. I'm Jesse.
All right, Jesse.
Jesse Jackson.
Come on, hang.
Laying down the smackson. You're white. I'm black, son.
Right.
Getting some action.
Get comfortable.
For my side. Oh, I turn my condoms inside out. For my satisfaction.
All week you've been preparing that line.
No, I just love it myself. I am here with the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Oh, fantastic.
Making his way to the front of the stage.
You're going to talk about your movie
rage.
A little bit?
Wait, so they're the two buddy-buddy cops?
That's actually, yeah, they're the buddy cops in this buddy cop flick.
I'm also not going to see this one. This is not
I'm making a movie debut.
I think you would go see this one.
No.
You
have a cameo in this one.
How can I have a cameo in a movie that I didn't?
Because where it was shot, you're kind of walking around in the background.
There.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bullshit.
There were signs.
Were there?
Yeah, there were signs.
Let me make it clear. In the movie in the background, it was purely unintentional. Unintentionalification.
Now I'm worried as to what I'm doing. That's true, but that doesn't necessarily mean I want everybody else to see it.
Well, this is going to be the biggest hit of the summer.
That's actually what they're saying. They're saying that this could be bigger than Iron Man. They're looking 150, 200 million opening weekend on this.
Really?
Yeah.
What black guy's going to pay that?
In fact, when we had the premiere...
They're giving away watermelon is what they're doing.
Wow, really?
I think it's a rotten way to target a demographic.
That's ridiculous.
But I don't know. You got the black combo. Normally, that's a black Chinese combo that do really well.
Yeah, but no, what they have here is they're going with Welch's is sponsoring it.
Well, there's a shot.
Welch's. All right. Yeah.
And everyone gets juice. A free watermelon with each ticket.
When we had the premiere at the Waffle House in Raleigh, North Carolina, people from all around... From the neighboring towns, all shades of browns.
Anymore he raps, that's what he does. That's his thing.
Came around. And then they found.
He's quite
working town.
I know you don't know what that is because you're white.
A movie.
That's what that is.
That can reach all demographications.
That's what they're also saying.
Segmentatious.
Everybody's going to like this.
Everybody's going to appreciate this.
Ostentatious.
I mean, I like watermelon.
I know you do.
I don't like watermelon.
Really?
You're a racist. You're racist.
He is.
I like fried chicken.
You guys gonna get to the movie yet? Come on now.
And this is the preview, the trailer for Black Ops.
Wait, that wasn't it right there?
No, that was just some Jesse rapping.
Yep, Jesse.
Oh! What started as a peaceful demonstration against police brutality has turned violent.
Scores of injuries have been reported, and hundreds of businesses have been looted and burned.
The mayor of the city is blaming protest organizers Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton for the rioting. Mayor Whitey Cunningham has ordered police to arrest Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and stand trial, blaming them for, quote, this most disgraceful black mark on our city's history. The mayor has since apologized for the term black mark.
Schmiramax Pictures.
Schmiramax?
The comedy of Endeavor. I hereby sentence both of you to... 1 year as police officers.
Oh, snap. What?
Order. Order. I said order.
You can't do this to me.
We ain't no police. You are now.
What
what happens when you take America's most notorious civil rights charlatans and make them law enforcement officers. A laugh riot comedy. Jesse Jackson and I'll shot them all. Black cops. Jesse Jackson.
Get your hands off of my jello donut sucker.
I'll shot them.
That's mine, I call dibs on that one. You had the last drumstick. Let me have my jello donut, fool.
And you trust me. Jason Alexander as Officer Steinberg. Stop the fighting, you two. You're killing me. You're killing me, I tell you.
Your days of mafia ties and is over.
Get in the car, Godfather. James Gandolfini as Frankie G.
Please, lock me up. Throw away the key, just as long as I don't have to use two more guns anymore. You're giving me the edge.
Dave Chappelle as Officer Smith.
Man, these niggas crazy.
Most deaf as will.
Man, how you gonna make those two clowns in the police office?
No, he doesn't work at all. He just fucking does the same
Wilford
thing.
Wilford Brimley as the chief.
You two numbskulls destroyed 37 cruisers, blew up half a city block, killed 348 innocent bystanders, and caused $21 million worth of damage. What do you have to say for yourselves?
That was pretty stupendorific.
Yeah, that was pretty blow up of vacations. Black cops. Black becomes blue. And hilarity ensues. Coming this July.
Black becomes blue.
I want that soundtrack.
Wow. How is this any different than...
Because it has Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson.
Okay, so that's the obvious doing answer. The same movie over again.
As Bad Boys?
Yeah.
Well,
you're doing... This is the...
Except from, I mean, from what I picked up,
that they're not actually cops; that they're hoodlums.
They're being obligated to be cops, as opposed to Bad Boys, who seem to like want to be cops. Right. They're sort of in
but
the precarious.
But just black guys being cops.
Well, normally they're on the opposite side of the law, and I think that's
it. Just black guys being cops.
I think that's what's making it.
And
funny.
That's what
the,
makes
the
it funny.
Position, if you will,
is that it makes it funny that this,
as
it's,
said,
it's ripping off of another movie. That makes it funny.
Well, that one scene did seem awfully familiar where he's breaking down what they destroyed.
Right.
Yeah.
Like when he was going over the bridge in the second one.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, right, that was... Oh, yeah.
That wasn't
that
us.
Was
that
DEA.
Was, that was, yeah.
Right. Like he said, or just the black exploitation.
I was waiting for Jason Alexander to say woosa.
Right.
Of a fish out of water.
I was surprised to hear James Gandolfini in that, too.
We have everybody in that movie.
Most
James
deaths?
Earl Jones.
Yeah, there's a, yeah.
James Earl Jones as...
Wait, James Earl Jones again? Well, how come he wasn't in the preview?
I didn't hear him in the trailer.
I don't make the trailer. I just...
I'm here. Wait, that was...
You're racist.
Why am I racist?
That guy's racist.
Right, if they say you're racist.
I'm not a racist.
I'm protesting.
What about your t-shirt? Nigger hater in the house.
That's not what that says.
You know what?
What does it say
I
from
didn't
here?
See the N in the front because of the way your shirt's folded. I didn't think that's what that said.
Trigger hater?
Trigger.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
He hates the applications we use at work, Matt.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Don't be a hater. Well, you know,
I saw you winding up. I was like, something hilarious.
Everything.
What's hilarious?
What's hilarious, yo?
Well, so, that movie, I'm going to see that movie July 4th.
You're going to see every movie.
You're going to go see that right there on Independence Day?
Well, they're going to give it out watermelons, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Perfect time for
that's
it.
True.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, if they, cool they are, I'll definitely watermelon. Go. Yeah.
All right, well, so that's the big three, I like to call it.
That's
and then
that's the big three.
Well, we have a fourth. Oh. We have a fourth.
Oh. Yeah, Betty.
Yeah,
where's that? My theme music. I want theme music.
I love the Eagles on YSP.
HD.
I love the Eagles in HD.
Was that HD?
It was.
Let's see, he knows.
He's
got a good ear, this one. He's got a very good ear. The other, you guys.
I only
you don't
have
know
a good ear because it's mono.
Oh.
Well, can we... What's the next movie, guys?
Well, the next movie is...
You should know exactly what the next movie is. Seems like you just randomly show up. I'm assuming you're in it.
That was Tim asking.
Oh.
Can't you see over on that side of the room?
No, he's got the pillar
no,
in front of
Marv
him.
No, Marv isn't right in front... Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Marv, can you sit... I can't believe you can't see over Marv.
I have to say that unfortunately I'm not in any movies this year in a starring role.
That is a shame.
Wait, can we go back to the other movie?
Which one?
Black Cop.
Where did I make a cameo appearance?
Oh, you didn't see the one scene where they were showing all the city blowing up. You were in that scene.
Oh, really?
You were doing like this.
Doing really?
Because there was a car flipping past you.
Oh. Yeah. Car was flipping past you? There's like so many cars flipping past me.
I know. You're like a car flipping over my
head. I am, seriously.
It was all done on CSI.
CGI.
You're racist.
So anyway,
yeah, he's racist.
The other big, well, I say big, but you understand that we're talking about the tier two movies here. But the other big tier two movie, I think, what, May 30th, Sex and the City comes out? And that's going to be the consummate.
You ask what May 30th? Like, we're going to say, yes, May 30th is correct.
Well, because none of us watch TV and are bombarded by this
commercial. None of us are posting it like you.
You haven't not seen a commercial for this. Then you're not watching TV.
They don't play the commercials on Versus.
No, but yes, they do. Actually, yes, they do.
I haven't seen it at all.
I have. I've been inundated with it. I haven't seen it either. It was even in Grand Theft Auto. So anyway, so that's the big chick flick.
Yeah, May 30th.
And from what I'm to understand...
Thanks, Matt.
I'm
taking some of your candies. You
bitch. What are they?
Some other people got together and decided...
Oh, Shocker, you fuck on...
Yeah?
I can't believe you're putting that candy in there. Does it taste good afterwards, or what happens?
This one tasted funny.
How so?
Shockers. The new candy.
I love the sweet tarts of the Shocker variety. So anyway, so I guess they're looking down the line at this Sex and the City as the big
female movie.
Chick flick.
Which means it'll gross like $1 million and that's it.
I'm sure that this movie is going to make some ridiculous number of money that should put us all to shame.
I've never heard a studio go out of its way to try to get the female viewer.
Then you've never watched a Julia Roberts movie then. Or never heard of a Julia Roberts movie, clearly.
Yeah, she plays that whore in every movie she's in, right?
Yeah, but the lovable whore with the heart of gold. So from what I'm to understand, and you're going to be surprised at this cast, but there's a movie coming out called Sweet Home Philadelphia.
Wait a minute, get over here. Get.
All right, Merrill.
Stop!
What about that movie?
Well,
Sex and the City.
So there'll be no surprise as to who's in this movie. Thanks, Dr. B.
Nice.
So let's, without further ado,
Sweet Home Philadelphia.
Sweet Home Philadelphia. This is really supposed somehow, to be.
So, can I guess it?
Yeah, give it, a, shot. Give it a shot.
So, if I know fucking, what's his face?
You do know fucking.
What the fuck is your name?
Meryl Reese.
Meryl.
What's my name?
In HD.
In HD.
If I know Meryl.
And you do.
I do.
And I like to think I do.
It's going to be Meryl.
Right.
Bill Campbell. And Harry Callis.
Are you looking at the poster that's hanging over here?
No. There's no poster.
Okay, so why don't you tell us the plot of the movie, too? Go.
Yeah, smart guy.
I'm going to guess. Fuck you, Tim.
Fuck you.
What was that all about?
Fuck you, yeah. Marv.
And fuck everybody that got a problem with Mike Lowry.
So okay. It's gonna be a road trip back to Philadelphia somehow. And I don't know, maybe they flew somewhere and they got stuck, like maybe they went to Kansas City for the Chiefs game or something like that.
Well, I can't say whether you're right or wrong. All we can do at this point is listen to the preview.
Well, I think we have a winner there.
And everybody wants to be the winner.
Yeah.
Well, without further ado.
What happens when three of Philadelphia's greatest voices are forced to shut up?
You use that fucking...
And listen.
They use that...
I can't believe we're gonna drive cross-country in this Mitsubishi Outlander together.
Oh,
hey, don't touch that radio.
Total hearing aid. The music's too
loud. Hey, watch it, will ya? I'm eating a bowl of Campbell's.
Look out! You know, you guys,
I'm just sick of you. I'm out of here.
Hey, that's my lie.
Why you?
Hey,
pull my hair. Guys, what are you doing? I form your broadcast buddies.
The feel-good trip of the summer starts June 20th and ends in your heart. Meryl Reese, Harry Callis, and Bill Campbell star in Sweet Home Philadelphia.
Sweet Home Philadelphia. Where the skies are so blue.
The skies are so blue.
Sweet Home Philadelphia. Lord, I'm coming home to you.
Stick with the tempo. Why do they have to make the... Why are they on a road trip?
I saw a longer preview of this. And basically what happened was they were in LAX. And the flights were delayed. And so by their calculations, it would have been quicker for them to just rent a car and drive straight across country.
Why do they have to get back so quickly?
Big broadcast induction, Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
That's a lot of fucking money.
Well,
where's my music?
Wait a minute. Why were they in LAX?
They were out there for the
Sports Emmys, and I won for the final year of Inside the NFL.
Thank you. Oh, that's over, so you can never win again.
That's why he said final year. That's what final means.
Yeah, douchebag.
So basically, it sounds like.
So
you're
why
right.
would I watch that?
Are you kidding?
Didn't it sound pretty good?
Why would he? Hold me back! Hold me back! God damn it!
There's no one holding you back, Harry.
I'm holding him back.
No, you're not. You're sitting across
Stop
the
it.
Room.
You're not even close Stop to each other.
Oh boy, it's gonna be one of those nights, isn't it, boys? Okay. Calm down.
So,
I'll tell you why you want to watch this movie.
Oh, there you go.
I can get it right.
Wait.
Give me some music. Give me that kind
Let's
of.
See if I can find something.
Give me a.
Is it like mellow?
Something foundation-ish. Hoisted by your own petard. There you go. This is a movie that is good for men. While the ladies are watching their haggard whores roam the streets of New York City with their oversized beat-to-shit snappers inflamed like a catcher's mitt in heat like a dirty alley cat, and yet none of them picks up an STD. I never understood that. One of them looks like Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. And in real life, she's married to Matthew Broderick. Why, can you say beard? Holy shit, what a marriage of convenience that one was. It's like Ellen DeGeneres getting married to Nathan Lane. Oh no, they're straight, they got married. Anyway, this is a chance for men to show their sensitive side and to sit back and just enjoy life and remember what's really important in life. Isn't that right, Harry? You took the words right out of my mouth. This is a movie you can feel good about. Crack open a can of Campbell's Chunky Soup, bring it to the theater, and if they give you any shit, well, you give him a punch in the face for me.
Everybody wants to be with a winner. That's why I use True Tone.
I like how he waits for the break. He's a professional. What?
True Tone. Hearing aids.
Oh, that kind of aids.
5 convenient locations. In the Delaware. Hey.
We gotta talk. What?
Go ahead.
That beat.
Well, it's hot, right?
Yeah.
I like how, I think it's important to note, actually, what a good actor you are, that you're pretending like you don't know that beat.
Yeah, right.
I did bring it back, didn't I?
Yes, you did, Alexandro. So we're going to go ahead and go.
Joe?
What?
Oh. Hey, wait a minute.
This guy, he's all defensive. You date one girl one time, and all of a sudden you're defensive about a whole race of people.
Look at me?
No, look at him.
Oh.
Me.
We'll be back after this. We're going to talk to Dr. Bronstein about his trip to Moldova and what that's going to mean for
us. By the way, before you go to break, I now see that movie. After
the explanation?
Meryl's pitch. Well, I need the pitch.
Maybe that should be the trailer.
Meryl, you should probably talk to the people who made that
the original trailer.
The trailer and redo it. Because
it was perfect.
It didn't sell me on it, but you sold me on it.
Right.
I think we could do a combo, though.
I have combos right here.
Combos?
You know, when they're introducing
Are they
movies.
Nacho cheese combos?
Yeah, they're on nacho cheese.
Yeah.
I'll have one anyway.
Well, you know, sometimes we're introducing a feel-good movie, somebody's like narrating over the top of it in the background.
Wow.
They talk about it, then they play a clip from the movie, and they talk about it a little more, play a clip. Okay. I think that's what they need to do.
That's a theory. It's a theory. It's a shitty one, but it's a theory. I gotta tell you, the thing that sold me on the trailer was when everybody was singing "Sweet Home Philadelphia." I was really snapping my fingers. That I felt like nice. This thing's gonna end well. I heard those little boom, boom, bang. I was like, things will be happy after this.
The sun, the clouds parted. The sun started shining.
Exactly.
They were right.
It's always sunny in Philadelphia.
I got laid after the filming of that movie. After that scene, I brought a couple of chicks.
Yeah, but Harry was right. Harry would lay you at any time.
He's making a gay joke.
No, that's not a joke. I'm serious.
That you've banged Harry.
No, I didn't say that.
You better go to break. Because what's about to happen is not going to be pretty.
Well, I would
in HD.
Everything's pretty in HD.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
Back after this, show 30.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service present a word from your driver's seat cover.
Thank you. No cameras. Hold your applause.
Wait, you're a what cover?
Your driver's seat cover. Don't pretend you don't know me. You know the thing you practically shit your pants on every time you get in the car after work?
Oh, well, I...
What are you? You've been holding it in all day, huh? Saving it all day just for me? Huh? You think I like that shit? I mean, what the fuck?
Okay. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in. Keep going.
And we're back from commercial break
with the show.
So,
no, baby.
With no eyebrows. So, Dr. B.
Yes.
Your triumphant return, as we heard Motley Crue bring you in at the beginning
of
the show.
I did hear that. That was kind of nice. I can't hear myself too much, but...
I liked it. I liked that Vince Neil went ahead and re-recorded that song for you. Was it Vince Neil?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was sweet.
Yeah, especially because now they're all on solo projects, aren't they?
No, they just dropped a new album, Saints of Los Angeles.
Oh, you're right. You're right, they did. But Nicky Six is doing his own thing, too.
Well, I mean, he's a great drummer.
No, he's not.
No. He's not.
No. I mean, he could be, but he wasn't from Motley Crue.
If he was really good, he could be. Was he from Poison?
Nicky Six?
What?
No, Nicky Six was from Motley Crue.
Well, yeah, that's
guitarist. Why. Guitarist.
Sure. Do you never heard the drumming in their songs? Let me play a clip.
What?
What?
He wasn't the drummer.
Sure he was.
No, the other dude was the drummer.
That's why I call him Nicky Six, because of the sticks.
No, it wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
So what was the other guy's name? Why was he the drummer?
Tommy Lee.
Yeah, thank you, Tommy Lee. Right.
Tommy Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones is the drummer? No way.
From Under Siege?
Tommy Lee Jones is in our movie.
He is?
Yes, he plays the trooper.
Of course he does.
Who pulls us over.
The U.S. Marshal?
Doesn't have to be.
Yeah, it was the Marshal, wasn't it?
Of course. So anyway, you're freshly back from over...
What'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
Freshly back from overseas.
Oh, yes, I am.
And tell us about the trip a little bit. Tell us about Moldova.
Well, it's cold.
It's cold.
Cold as ice.
It's cold as ice.
Yeah. The fuck is Moldova?
It's near Russia.
Why don't you Wikipedia? See if there's any interesting facts about the place on there.
I like how you think.
So, I went over as part of my tour,
my Give 'Em Back tour.
Right. I like that. I like that name for it.
It's called From B to U.
I
like that. I like that. From B to U. The Give 'Em Back tour.
Right. The Give 'Em Back tour.
I was understanding you were going to call it Giving As Good As I'm Getting, but you just went with the Give 'Em Back.
I just went with the Give 'Em Back
yeah,
tour.
Yeah, sure, sure.
I would have given some of your front, too.
Well, it worked in conjunction with my my tour to Africa, the Thanks for Coming tour.
Yeah, sure.
Right, thanks.
Thanks for Coming to Africa tour?
Yeah.
No, the Thanks for Coming to the Earth tour.
Right. That is basically, you have to love him because when he gets there, he doesn't say, you know, thank you for being black. Or thank you for being a poor third world nation that supports my odd proclivities. But he gets there and he puts his hands on those little fly ridden boys and he says, thanks for being born. That's all you had to do was be born. And now I'm appreciative. So right. Thanks for coming to Earth.
Right. A little boombox with the song the whole time.
Sure.
Here's what I can appreciate about the Moldovians. That they speak Romanian, but they call it Moldovan just because...
Because they want to, they're separatists.
Yeah, right. That's exact same language.
They're like the Basque separatists.
The Romania. And then we have the Croats.
Remember a couple years ago how good Romania was in World Cup?
I do. I would always get the updates of the yeah.
They were... That one year, I think they were... Who do they have? They have Wypiendo in goal?
Wypiendo. No, Wypiendo was
in goal. No, Wypiendo was a forward, right?
Yeah.
But I know they were scoring goals by the dozens,
yeah, uh-huh.
Which is just not a
they were nasty.
Normal thing. I wonder
that's not a Romanian thing, usually.
No, it's not. Uh-huh. That one year, they just put it all together. They did what they had to do, and it was
right.
It was something to watch.
Right.
It was the Memorial Day weekend tournament that they were participating in to get ready for the World Cup.
Right, but yeah. Then they never made it to the World Cup.
Well, because they never made it to the Labor Day tournament. It was a sad shame.
Yeah, well, they all got hurt.
It happens. Time to time, everybody gets hurt.
We're going to do. Anyway.
But then for Game 5, everybody comes back healthy and you go on a run.
It's true. You sure do. You sure do. A fateful run.
Wait, were we talking about the Flyers?
Like a fateful tour? A 3-hour tour?
What did you say?
We're talking about the Flyers? They might get, what's their face back?
It looks like Timonen's going to play.
They're saying they might get both of them.
Yeah, it doesn't look like Coburn's going to play.
Shut up.
He's got two more days, doesn't he?
Yeah. To have his eye open.
What?
Is he going to play with the stitches?
If he plays...
He wanted to play on Thursday.
He did.
He couldn't open his eye.
You only need one eye.
I want to play, guys. We're over here.
Anyway, so...
The Flyers on the playoff run.
So,
Go on. So you're
in
out
Moldova
there,
on my.
Oh right, you're in Moldova now.
Yeah, no, I'm. So I was in Africa for like a week.
On the Dr. B Gives Back tour. Oh wait, that's Ida.
No.
Right.
No, I was on the Thanks for Coming tour.
Right. No, that was in Africa.
So I just said I was in Africa for a week on the Thanks for Coming.
Right, tour. And now you're in Moldova.
Then I flew to Moldova, on the Giving Back from BDU tour.
Right, that was nice. The BDU tour.
So. We only use the letters too, from B and then to U. The U is the U.
That's so if I text it to my friends, I'll be able to
right,
text it quickly.
Exactly.
To my five.
Right. To your five. Just don't text Chuck. Anyway, so we go to Moldova, and I'd never
and
been
you
there
just
before.
Stand there eating a cheesesteak. Oh, that's not even funny.
So, I'm in Moldova. Never been there before.
Who has? Who in this room has?
You've been to Moldova?
Really? Yeah. Tell us a little bit about
I have.
It.
Right next to Ukraine, there's a lot of Ukrainians there.
I heard that.
That's originally why I went there. Well, actually.
Because you thought it was the Ukraine.
Well, no. I tried to go to Ukraine. Because
you bought a hotel for a nickel.
I did try to, yes. That wasn't there. That wasn't in the Ukraine.
I go to Ukraine when I went.
That was in Slovakia.
Oh. Bite some strange back.
Yeah. I love Ukrainian women.
Ukrainian girls.
So I wanted to give back in Ukraine.
Ukrainian men.
But it was
closed
for the weekend. Yeah, can you believe that?
They have a big moose out front?
The whole fucking place was closed.
Sorry,
the
folks,
whole country.
We're closed. Yeah. And you punched
the
moose in the nose.
Was closed.
And John Candy took you on a tour of the country anyway.
The whole country was closed.
At BB gunpoint.
Yes. So I decided to go over to Moldova. People were telling me that the Moldovans need some help. I said, okay, I'll go over to Moldova.
Guy have a mole right here when he was telling you about Moldova? Big nose? Gave you a little weed? No, nothing?
No.
All right, go on.
I don't know.
That's how I wound up in Bratislava one time. I don't know if it was the same guy giving me the tour.
Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't that. No. No, I know that guy.
Interesting.
No. So I go to Moldova.
I was in Prague.
No, we weren't in Prague at that. They weren't in Prague at that time. They were in Berlin.
Isn't that the same thing? I thought
Prague right.
was
Prague
just the,
Berlin,
the German word for Berlin.
It is, actually. It is, actually. So So I go to Moldova. Go to Moldova and, you know, hang around, give them back.
BDU?
Learning about the culture, learning about what we can do back here in America to consistently help the Moldovans, you know, not just in my week's tour.
Sure, because America's responsibility is to be the suspenders for the world.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quick question. You were in Prague?
No one was in Prague.
Well, that was a different time.
Oh, yeah, right.
Exactly. Before we went to Bratislava.
I'd never been to...
Did you just say Prague came up? I was checking on some stats here.
Yeah, we were talking about Prague and Berlin.
Yeah.
Prague's not Berlin.
No, yes, it is. It's the German word for Berlin. Yeah,
no, is. Prague's in the Czech Republic.
No,
it's not.
Really? Because yeah. I'm looking here on Google Maps. It says Prague, Czech Republic.
No, Google Maps is wrong.
Look on Hartford Road on Google Maps and look at the black spots.
Look at Goggles Maps. That's where.
Well, that's what you should be on if you're really hip to things.
So anyway,
Prague is the capital and largest city of the Czech Republic.
Yeah. What is that on Wikipedia? Look, let me make a Wikipedia entry right now. Matt's a cunt. Now everybody thinks
you're a cunt. Now search
Matt. It's true though. Search Matt. If it's on Wikipedia,
it's true. False. It's not. You know.
So anyway, I've been to Prague. I've been over in Eastern Europe plenty of times. I've been to St. Petersburg a few times to do some jobs. And
formerly Leningrad.
I remember when he was in St. Petersburg doing some jobs.
I was doing some jobs in St. Petersburg for a little while.
He was actually.
Please stand by. We are experiencing technical difficulties.
All right, so like I said, going forward, let's not talk about Dr. Bronstein's jobs, okay?
Sorry.
Not a good idea. Anyway.
You're lucky we didn't lose the whole show with the power outage.
Yeah. The power outage, that's
yeah,
my...
So
I was in Moldova.
Sure, not doing jobs.
And,
Job-free.
It was job-free in
03.
Well, no, it was 08, so...
Well, it was March. It was March, so it was 03.
Oh,
03 of 08. So anyway, you're in Prague, Moldova.
I'm in the Moldovan province of Prague, which is
Praldova.
Pragova, I think it is, actually. Anyway, so give them back to the kids. As I
BDU.
Do.
BDU. Yeah,
as I always do, I give back to the kids. And what I like...
Do they know what you're saying or what you're doing when you're giving back to them? Like, I'm imagining you don't know every language on the planet.
No.
And
I do know a little bit of Romanian.
Here and they just see a white guy handing out turkeys.
Yeah, but they're white.
I know that they're white, too. I'm not saying it's a racial thing, but I'm just seeing, like, random guy doesn't speak our language, comes over, hands us meats and leaves. Do they understand, really?
Probably not.
Okay.
But they love food.
They're used to random guys handing them meats, though, I heard.
The hell's that supposed to mean?
That's just what I heard. I just read that on Wikipedia.
That's
again.
As far as I knew, I was the first one that was actually going back.
You were my favorite one.
Anyway,
so you're in Moldova.
So I'm in Moldova, and what I like to do on these trips, I like to immerse myself in the culture.
Yeah,
so that I can really learn how to.
That's where you got
give
the koofy
right,
and the pillbox hat.
Yeah, so I like to immerse myself in the culture so that I can understand what they truly need. Because, like you said, some countries just need turkeys.
Right. And then there's other countries like Turkey that
don't need any turkeys.
They need ham. Ironically.
Exactly. So part of what I like
stupid,
to do
stupid joke, man.
Is I go and hang
you beat me to it.
I go and hang around with the kids and so I stumble across their music.
Okay.
And I found
they like that whole deal where they're just now getting the 80s rock going.
Yeah, but that's not what they do. In Moldova they actually have their own
little
like,
Jesus
genre.
Jones.
Genre of music in Moldova. It's really weird.
What's it called?
It's I don't know.
Pedo pop.
Oh yeah, right. Pedo pop. You're right.
They
pop.
Walk to it, I guess. Pedo.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
it means walking, right?
Well, yeah, but not in their language.
Oh, that's true.
Pedo in their language is running.
Oh,
weird.
No.
So it's like upbeat music.
Yeah, kind of. So anyway, so it's what we would call hot in the streets. They don't have streets, so they don't call it hot in the streets.
Hot in the ghetto.
Well, that's not a ghetto per se. When everything is this,
if everything's the ghetto,
pathway.
Then nothing's the ghetto.
Right.
I gotcha.
So, I brought something back.
Oh.
Yeah, I brought it back. We haven't been playing the beat from the song the entire time. Oh, you brought something back. I'm going to be shocked. What about the whole last clip?
Listen, in this
but what
in this scenario,
right?
I'm playing the role of the listener.
No, you're not.
Surprised you've brought music back from Moldova. Paul. Paul the listener.
You only have about one listener to this show. And I think there's nothing that's going to change that lately.
So, it's because I haven't been on.
Show lately.
So, but before I just released to you guys the beat. Now I'm going to release the whole.
Oh, we get to the lyrics, not just that mellow. So you're saying.
Go ahead. This.
This right here.
Yeah. I'll click that one.
I can't click it. It's stuck. I'm trying. Can I get?
Wait.
I don't know what the. And then I.
What are you doing?
What happened with the thing?
But where we?
I don't.
I want to hear this talk. What's going on here? Barf.
What are you doing?
I'm getting an email.
Oh, awesome. Great. What are you doing?
It appears that
it wasn't on the list.
The Moldovan government.
Right.
Are attempting to stop us from playing this.
That's the email you're getting?
Yeah, I'm getting a cease and desist fax.
Oh, fuck that.
I don't know.
Who is it? Is it Jerry?
We can't read it. It's all Moldovan.
Yeah, I don't know Moldovan. Moldovanese?
Romanian.
Dr. Bronstein?
I know a little bit of it.
It's not supposed to be Romanian.
Yeah, but it is Romanian.
It is.
Moldovan. That's weird.
Yeah. Huh?
It's actually weird because in their constitution it says the official language Moldovan, but then in some other, you know, like addendum to the constitution it says Romanian. It's
a constant call. So you're saying like this right here, this right. Little mellow chunk right here.
Right.
Merrill's done a commercial too for a while. That sounded delicious, by the way.
Yeah, it does.
Picture the sandwich kind of twisting off. Right.
See, it's got like American Europe and European influence.
I hear what I hear when I hear this.
Like a club tune. Like a
Madonna. I hear later. Later in her career, Madonna.
Right.
You know? You might be my shining star. You know, like that.
Right.
But you're saying you have the full song that goes with
it. The full song.
Singing in English?
Yes.
So we can understand?
Yes, okay. Sings in English.
That's good. Convenient.
And, you know, like, I just got to warn you before you listen to this.
Okay.
Some of the laws are a little different over there.
I would imagine so.
So what's acceptable over there... I guess I shouldn't warn you guys.
A lot of cursing in this.
You guys are gonna you guys aren't gonna be offended, but some of our listeners may be offended by some of this.
I don't
stuff.
Like the bad language. Is there gonna be bad language in it?
No bad language.
Huh. Weird.
That's weird. I don't know.
It's tough to explain. Why don't you just cue it?
Well, let's kick it off one time.
Yeah. One, two time. So you're familiar with this part, obviously.
Well, yeah. Heard it for the last 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Are we not to play this?
This is all in English?
Yeah.
So what I heard in my ear as of 13 years old was right. Of 13 years old?
Yes. Yes. I told you the laws in their country are different. That's right. Maybe, that's, maybe, it's not. Maybe, that's not illegal.
No, I'll give it a chance. I'll give it a chance.
Give a chance. Girls, me baby, I love the
girls of 13 years old. So this is Alexandru, who was 15 years old, 16 years old, something like that?
No, he's in his 30s.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Come again. How old is he?
He's in his 30s, I think.
Yeah. 30 there is the same as 30 here, right?
Yeah,
it's not dog years?
Oh, no, not dog years. No, he's 30 years old.
All right, okay. 13 years old. What I heard
now
so far is
they put their arms around me and I go down.
But what was before that? He repeats something and he goes.
Well, he says, "All the girls they have is a boy like me," and then they process effect it.
Right.
all that they have is a boy like me. It's the same thing twice.
Why? Yeah.
So that we all know that all that these 13-year-olds...
Are we sure he said 13 and not 30?
Maybe, no, he said maybe,
13. I love... Why would he say girls? That would be the women of 30 years old.
I still call them girls. I don't call them women.
I always say whores.
C's.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
So... And then he goes, they put my arms around them. They put their arms around me, so I go down, down, down. And then something about they like...
So in Moldova, when a girl hugs you, you have to eat her out? Is that the...
Well, no, you don't...
Is that the rules?
You don't have
only
to.
Only if they're 13, apparently.
You don't have to. It's sort of like saying grace at the table. You don't have to say grace. Some people believe in saying grace.
But apparently after I say grace, I have to eat a meal.
No, you don't have to eat the meal. You just, that's what you're used to doing.
Would they be offended?
If you didn't eat the meal?
Right. Like if I
if
just
you were over somebody else's
grace.
House, yeah.
See, I think grace what about the chicken is tastes like wood? The hug here.
What about what?
What?
What if the chicken tastes like wood? No, that wouldn't be happening.
Yeah, somewhat of a say, a chicken.
Anyway, back to Alexandru's. This is big over there?
Yeah, real big.
This is like a top 10.
It's actually number 5 right now. It's climbing the charts.
Actually, it's number 1.
No, it's not. It's 5.
Yes, it is. It's number 1.
No, it's 5.
My dreams will never end. Don't question me.
I love the girls of 13 years old. 13 years old. And nothing else, my baby.
And nothing else?
Nothing else.
He's very specific.
Just like if you're 13 and that, if you're 14, you're out
the door. You're too old for this guy.
Yeah.
Once the peach has fuzz on it, it's all over.
It is all over.
Else, baby. I am everlasting boy. Everlasting boy.
The everlasting boy.
Everlasting boy.
Everlasting boy.
Everlasting boy,
with a guitar solo,
probably his cock too. But yeah.
Wait a minute. Now is that everlasting boy? He said.
Everlasting boy. Boy.
Apparently, 13-year-old girls.
Wow.
Is that Bjork?
That's one of the
singing
girls.
Back up there. Oh, that's actually. I see.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I'm.
Who's this by again?
Alexandru Bogdanov.
That's his real name?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bogdanov.
I thought it was Bornigov. Might be right with Bogdanov.
Bogdanov.
Bogdanov. Right.
Alexandru Bogdanov.
Alexandru.
Well, he's not from around here. As you can tell by the.
Sounds from.
Choice of lyrics.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Matt, you were trying to lip something?
No. Yes, you are.
Go ahead.
No, it sounds familiar. That's all.
It shouldn't.
Not the song itself.
The person shouldn't sound familiar at all. All right. Unless you heard more of his stuff.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, which maybe is I mean, but
I'm
what
into the underground Euro.
Here's well, music maybe scene. They've maybe well, like they slipped it into a mixtape on you.
That's true. Like a mixtape. God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Euro mix.
I'm sorry, mix CD. We're all fucking hipping in the future now. What the fuck? You know what I mean?
I'm sick and fucking tired again. That's why I stopped coming on the show.
I don't care why you stopped coming on the show. I'm glad that you brought this. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, no.
I
I actually stopped coming on the show because I didn't have material like this. I make much more of an impact when I come back with that.
With something like that, that is a gem.
Can I say something here? He's got to go to Europe to get material.
Yeah, but. Reach. Let's be honest.
Wait a minute.
This material is not in America anywhere.
No, it's not. I had to. You know how hard it was to get this back?
Didn't you just put it on your phone and then bring it in?
No, I put it on my iPad.
Oh, iPad? Yeah. That would have been about the size of it.
But they don't have computers over there.
No, you just actually taped it to your iPod. It was a little I CD. I saw that.
And taped right. It to your.
But they don't have CDs over there.
Huh. Then what was that?
Exactly. You know what it took? Well, it was a CD. But you know, that's because I brought it with me. But well, you know what it took for me to get that audio onto a CD?
The correct answer is an hour and a half on goggles.com and 7.5 minutes on megaupload.com.
They don't have computers, I heard.
I brought mine. Their Wi-Fi is awful.
Wi-Fi.
They don't have Wi-Max. They don't have Wi-Max.
When it was blowing down, you were Wi-Fi. Down. You were downwind from Moscow, so. On a really clear and windy night,
I think we need a commercial and maybe we'll come back to this.
They don't even have fucking food. They got laptops, free internet. Fucking America doesn't even have free internet yet. Fucking Moldovan pieces.
No, I told you it wasn't them. They're just close to Russia. So on a clear, windy night, you get a downwind from Moscow. Well, you can pick your...
Was it like an unsecure connection?
You know what the pain in the ass was? Like, all the ones with the really strong connections, they all had fucking passwords. And, of course, I could guess them all, but it doesn't fucking matter. Their keyboard's different, so...
They're all like yeah, you have Soviet to use
this,
one.
The Cyrillic keyboard.
Yeah. So I got one unsecure fucking thing. It took me like 6 days to down.
Signal was so weak.
Right. Well, and signal was so weak, and it wasn't like constant. If the wind wasn't blowing, it cut out.
I had to
because you know I didn't know whether I don't know whether you know or not, but
you familiar with Telnet?
The in Europe, the wind can affect the signal.
Oh yeah, 6 to 8 inches either way.
Right. Yeah, it's a little different. So,
a little different, yeah.
A little different than here.
We'll be back after this with Tech Corner.
I've always considered myself an animal lover. I like sad songs. Walks on the farm late at night.
Don't worry, horse cop.
This is Dr. Warren Clark Neal, founder of HeSheHarmony.com, and now eFarmony.com, the first online dating service specifically devoted to man-animal relationships. If you seek a committed relationship with a pig, a sheep, a horse, a donkey, a mule, a goat, a chicken, or even a rooster, eFarmony.com is the place for you. Join now and receive a 50-pound bag of feed absolutely free.
You don't realize what love really is until you have your entire arm inside a horse's rectum and you've ingested a gallon of the semen. I found the sheep of my dreams at eFarmony.com. Join now at eFarmony.com today.
Well, I really think that we have we've learned quite a bit about the international state of affairs.
I'm not going to
as well as what else did we learn?
Nothing much.
Four big movies coming out this summer. Which we're all definitely gonna go see Sweet Home Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And we're definitely gonna see Black Cop.
No. You gonna see Black Cop?
Of course we are.
I'm not going to see Black Cop.
I think it's like a show assignment. I think we have to go see it. They sent us free tickets.
Then I'll go see Black Cops.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to send you to the premiere as well.
So I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening.
My mic even plugged in?
Yeah, it's still plugged in. You're working.
I'm ready. I'm ready to do news.
What is going on?
I have a very old computer.
Hello, America.
Harvey made it in the studio.
That's them. He wasn't supposed to make it in. Somebody got loose from their chain.
Good for him.
So...
I ate my pills.
What pills? Centrum?
So don't forget, also coming out in a couple weeks is the Make It Shine DVD with 3 hours of extras.
Too much.
3 hours?
3 hours of extras. It's from what I understand, it's mostly Mos Def.
It's Mos Def?
Mostly Mos Def.
He's great in that movie.
Oh, he's great in every movie. Which one? The one where he played Willie?
The movie is already out.
The Italian Job? Oh, Be Kind Rewind.
Yes. Did you see that movie?
I did.
Fantastic.
I did.
Movie.
I enjoyed
it. Nice. Nice.
And what I have also, after this, you guys are all invited to a private showing. We're going to be watching Zombie Strippers. Zombie Strippers finally on DVD after all this time. So, good night, everybody. I hope you enjoy the movies we suggested for you. And if anybody's booking a flight to Moldova, let me know. I will escort you. And, Bronstein, take us out.
Make it shine on DVD.
Bye.
You gotta take us out in the right way.
You gotta take out hardcore.
Yes, son. Get him. All right. Get him.
That is the show.
Of 13 minutes.
13 minutes.
Jessica.
Oh, what was that? What was that? I don't know.
Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson, somebody said.
And looks really cold in her wet white t-shirt.
Oh, nice.
It's hot.
It is hot.
I think we're cooked.